I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio. The Descendants by Alexander Payne, adapted from a novel by Cowie Hart Hemmings, is a heartfelt portrait of a man in middle age who learns about himself, his family, and the beauty around him when his wife falls into a coma after a speedboat accident. George Clooney will be leading the awards parade for this one, and he deserves it. So does the supporting cast, and so does Alexander Payne. Not just for the drama, but for his look at the entertainment mall that Hawaii's become. No doubt some of that comes from the original novel, but not too much. Hawaii is an American colony. We just call it a state. And the family of Matt King, Clooney's lawyer character, has been there since the beginning. That is, the beginning of the American settlement of the place. They married into the royal family and ended up sitting on a huge tract of land worth $500 million. It sure beats working. Now Matt's closing a deal to sell the land for a fortune that goes to family members, and the resort developers are sharpening the knives for their next attack on paradise. Matt starts thinking about what he's about to do. All this happens as he finds out that his wife, who's dying, was having an affair with a real estate agent ready to put in the subdivisions. Remember that she's in a coma after racing around in a speedboat, a sport for people with too much money, too much free time, and, as it turns out, too much alcohol. It's like that throughout The Descendants. Paunchy white guys in Hawaiian shirts drink the days away to the sound of the local guitars, the musical equivalent of the Mai Tai. By sticking around, they stand to make money. Sort of like people who cash in just because there's oil under their property. They're an argument for raising the capital gains tax. I won't give the end away, but Matt makes the right decision for himself and for Hawaii. I'll just say that it's not a timeshare, and for that, there should be an award. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm David Darcy.